Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to specially thank two representatives who is present here from Egypt to give us a briefing on very important country for this treaty regime, Egypt. It is a country that has migrant workers of origin, destination, and transit. Very important country in the Middle East. So your briefing is very important for us to make suitable recommendations to Egyptian authorities in terms of implementing the convention to the best interest of stakeholders, migrant workers. My question is actually directed to Ambassador Khatab. I want to thank you, Madam, for being present here. It's very important for us. And I believe you are chairing a council that, if I recall right, that was chaired by former Secretary General Boutros Ghali some time back. It's a very important organization, recognized in the rest of the world. You presented a very, very cogent presentation with regard to legal and institutional framework that you think is right and you want your government to implement. My question is more on practical factors that we are observing now. You are Egyptian challenged by the dangerous situation in Gaza and in Sudan, and you have migrant workers from those countries in addition to refugees, which is another subject altogether. So my question is, what are your observations with regard to their conditions now in Egypt? And are there any special measures taken by the government to take care of their situations? Because that's especially a vulnerable group now. Their origin country is in trouble due to no fault of theirs. And if the government is not doing anything, what are your recommendations which we can carry through our system to the government as well? So if you can comment a little bit more on that situation of migrant workers from Gaza and Sudan, we would welcome that. Thank you.
Thank you.